Ricciardo. This is David Coulthard.
Hi, this is Daniel Ricciardo.
Sebastian Vettel, you're listening to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast.
You've done it in style. Fantastic. You're a four-time world champion. You joined the greats. Well done.
You did it. Yes. Yes.
Can I do donuts?
Donuts will not be required. Thank you.
Take that as a yes, then.
Hello and welcome to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast. Italy, famous for pasta, pizza, fashion, and of course motor racing. The oldest track on the calendar is known as the Temple of Speed, and even though it's been slowed down a bit for safety reasons, she's still in magnificent shape. This is the 85th Grand Prix staged at Monza, with the race dating all the way back to 1922. The setting is fantastic in a royal park, complete with palazzo on the outskirts of Milan, and you can still see and visit the old banking and stands which were last used in 1961. Coming up on the podcast, as the party goes on behind me, we speak to both our drivers about the race here in Monza. We hear from Christian Horner. We talk to some Red Bull Extreme sailors, and we have a chance for you to win some cool signed bits from the team as well. First though, Richard went to speak to our reserve driver Antonio Felix da Costa to find out more about this historic track.
Antonio, how's things going? We're in Monza. Fantastic circuit. One of your all-time favorites?
Yeah, for sure. Not only the track is really, really nice. I mean, all the surroundings here in Italy. I love Italy and everyone here. And obviously the track is so, you know, it's one of the old-time tracks. It's been around F1 for many years. And I think all the drivers really like it. And it's always given us really, really good races. And hopefully we'll have a good one today.
And I mean, just talking about all the different racing happening, you've been heavily involved with DTM this season. I think there's three more races left this season, and then you're going to have a go in Formula E. Can you just give us a quick update?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, DTM has been, it's been a roller coaster this year. It's been an amazing experience to work with such a brand like BMW as well. And, you know, it's so professional. It's like F1 with a roof and the wheels are covered. So it, for me, it's very good. I keep fit. I keep working with high professional people. So it's really good. And then, yeah, starting a new challenge with Formula E. Very soon. Unfortunately, I will have to miss the first race next week, where I'll be with DTM commitments. But you know, from the second race onwards, I'll be with them and pushing for some good results there. And it's going to be a great experience to be part of this new challenge, you know, to motorsports in the world.
Just going back to F1 after Monza, we head off to Singapore, Japan, Sochi. A couple of circuits there that might suit us better, and in particular Sochi, brand new circuit. Have you ever been there, checked out the track yet?
Well, I've been in Russia already this year in Moscow for my DTM race, but I have not been in Sochi yet. I mean, the team has done an amazing job. We've got the track in a simulator already. We can start, you know, the drivers can learn which way to go and all that sort of things. So we're trying to get as much ahead as possible before the team gets there. And yeah, but like you said, Singapore is a great track for Red Bull previously in historically. Let's try and see if we can minimize our gap to Mercedes and bring out some podiums, and who knows, maybe some wins in these upcoming races.
Yeah, and just going back to Sochi, you mentioned the simulator there and how the guys have been testing and you guys have been doing some work there, but when you actually get to the track in real life, brand new surface, very slippery, how do you drivers adapt to those type of conditions for the first time?
I mean, like you said, because the track is quite new, I mean, track evolution will be crucial and will be very, very big.
Yeah.
So we'll see the lap times from free practice one to qualifying dropping maybe, you know, between 4 or 5 seconds just because of the track getting better and better. And we'll have the other categories there, you know, GP3, GP2, which will help on that as well, which, you know, if you compare it to Austin last year or the first year where the track was really slippery, it was only F1 there, so it was very hard to get the track up to grip. We'll see. We'll be, I mean, all the 22 drivers in F1 are very talented. That's why they're all here, and I'm sure they can deal with that in just fine.
Yeah, and just looking back at the season so far, what's been your favorite race?
We've had plenty of good races this year, I have to say. I mean, Spa, Budapest, where Daniel won the race, it's been really exciting races with a lot of overtakings and good racing. Bahrain, in the beginning of the year, was one of the best races we've had, with all the tire degradation, safety cars coming out. So we've had a lot of good races. You know, every year we go on about, you know, maybe it's not such a good year for racing or whatever, but every time F1 is surprising us with good moments, and I think that's just what F1 is all about, and the best race drivers in the best tracks with the best cars.
I was actually just following you on Twitter and spotted that you did a bit of surfing recently. How's that been going, and are there any other sports that you take part in?
Well, I mean, surfing is, I've just started, you know, too, because I've done a bit in the past, but it's hard to get started, and now I have a bit more free time, and I've got two friends which are about to qualify for the WQS, so for the World Tour.
Yeah,
I have them around, which take me every morning, and they supply me with some good surfboards and wetsuits. So it's a great feeling just to go in the water in the morning, early morning, and especially in the winter when it's a bit colder.
Yeah.
It's a great excuse to go into the sea. So let's just see how that goes, and we speak in the future, see how I am doing.
Brilliant. And I believe it was your birthday. It was last week Sunday. Well, big happy birthday from the whole team. Did you get up to anything? Get anything cool on your birthday?
I was at home. Fortunate this year, and normally I don't get to be at home at my birthday. This year I was there. It was really good. Just a small thing at home with a few friends, you know, the closest friends and family, and it was good. Yeah, you know, have a few drinks, relax a little bit, and yeah, you know how it should be.
Well, I'm glad you had a good birthday. Happy birthday once again, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Cool, cheers, man.
On to the race here now, and it was won by the Mercedes of Hamilton, with Rosberg coming second and Massa taking third step on the podium. Bottas came fourth, followed by Daniel and Seb in P5 and P6. Here are both our drivers after the race.
I mean, at the end, to recover and get a top five, I'm actually really happy with that. It was sort of the expectation coming into the race, and that was with a good start in mind. So, yeah, we fell back a bit on the start, and that wasn't ideal, but it was important that we just kept cool. The first stint, I was able to go long, even if the pace wasn't, you know, great. I was able to, you know, keep the prime fresh for the end of the race, and we knew we'd have a chance. So the end, you know, sort of each car that came up, I knew I was quite strong on the brakes, so had a go. It worked, and then gave me confidence to keep trying the rest of the guys in front. So had some good fights out there. Enjoyed that. To be honest, when you're racing, there's obviously a lot of adrenaline and a lot going through your mind. So it is at the back of your mind, but you know, sometimes if you do something half-hearted, it can end up worse. So I think it's still important to commit to whatever you know want to do, and obviously Seb's smart, and I think I'm smart enough, so we kept it clean, and he defended well, and then I had another chance in the second chicane. So I'm sure Christian and a few of the guys are probably holding their breath, but we were in control. We know what we're doing.
I think the fact that on Brands, for some reason, we were not able to look after the tyres as much as we wanted.
Frustrating. I mean, you know, I love what I do, but obviously I'm here to win, so I'm not happy when you finish 4th, 5th, 6th or whatever. So, you know, the target is to get back up. At the moment, the gap is quite big to the cars in front, but, you know, we will have to work hard to close it again. I think on my side, obviously, we had some difficulties we had to go through, but in the end, I believe they can only make us stronger if we're able to learn from them.
As I said, I think in terms of strategy, obviously, we wanted to get the McLarens, we went aggressive. With hindsight, it's always easy, but all in all, I think you know, it was more or less what we could do today in terms of points.
Competition time now, and in this edition of the podcast, we've teamed up with our partners Pirelli to give our listeners the chance to win a Pirelli Mini tyre and cap signed by Sebastian and Daniel. All you have to do is answer the following question: what tyre compounds did Sebastian and Daniel start on in the race today? That's what tyre compounds did Sebastian and Daniel start the race on. Email social@redbullracing.com with the subject line Monza Pirelli Competition. Good luck with that. Now, you know, we always like to introduce you to other Red Bull athletes on the podcast. Peter Stein Archer and Roman Hegera are Red Bull Extreme Sailors and came to meet Steve at the factory.
So delighted to be here with Extreme Sailing Racers, Hans-Peter Steinacker and Roman Hegera. Guys, you've just been on a tour of the factory. Good to see you here. Do you enjoy the tour?
Excellent tour, on a very, very high level. They do everything in-house, which is really, really impressive for us. And the timings, what they have for every race, and how much they change on the cars between the races, it's phenomenal.
Roman, is there any comparisons you can see between what you guys do and the edge of being on the edge of technology and a Formula One team like this?
Yeah, definitely. If you compare it to America's Cup, I think it's almost the same technology. The designers are using the same programs, the same computers, and I think almost the same. It's just on the water. Like, I mean, we need a lot of aerodynamics, and it's the same on the race cars, and for sure there is a lot of things which are the same.
Obviously, being part of the Red Bull Extreme Sailing team, can you see a similar mentality of the people here at the Formula One team?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You have to be really perfect, and like, all the details are very important. It's the same in sailing. I mean, all the little details are very important, and if you see the parts here, I mean, it's unbelievable how they made, and you have to look in everything. I mean, every little thing could be an advantage, and even if you cannot see it maybe in the first moment, but you try and try, and then it's maybe a good outcome, and it's all the seconds which you can gain.
And I know you guys are fresh from a sailing event in Cardiff just a week ago. Was it a good recovery after perhaps a disappointing start, but I'm sure disappointing to just miss out on that podium slot?
Actually, we finished fourth, and it's our best season result,
yeah.
Which is very good when you see how difficult our first day was. And then the last 3 days, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, we have been actually the best boat on the race course, and this is what makes us positive for the next event in Istanbul.
And it looks so tight. I mean, it's such tight surroundings to be manoeuvring something that big. I mean, just trying to explain how the challenges that brings doing it in such a confined setting.
It's really hard on these small race courses. The boat is 13 meters long, 7.5 meters wide, 20 meters high. We always compare it with like Formula One racing on a car park. So it's like you're just passing boats by 5 centimeters, sometimes even a little bit closer, sometimes too close. So it's always some crashes, and that's part of the sport, and it's part of the show we want to put out. And it's really exciting. If you have a strong breeze, it's really nice to watch these boats, and especially what we do in the racing.
I know you guys are in Turkey next. Is the aim for this season to try and get that first win? Do you think that could be in reach this year?
Actually, it can happen at every race. If we have a solid start, and then we have good days like last time, everything is possible. And it looks like the top teams are now fighting each other. That's maybe our chance.
Brilliant. And just on Formula One, guys, you're big fans of the sport. You keep an eye on the team's progress.
Yes, for sure. It's the whole Red Bull family is into it, and this is also which gives us motivation. So they have a tough year today, but you see what they make out of it. It's brilliant, and we have the same. So just keep on going and to the best, and this is exactly what the spirit is in the Red Bull family.
Close followers of Formula One, the team recently celebrated its 50th win in the sport. I mean, firstly, it is an achievement. What do you guys think of that? And secondly, can you pick out a favourite?
50 victories in a sport like this, it's a milestone. And I think they are looking forward already for the years in the future. And this is really nice to see. So they are not sitting back and say, okay, we have been successful in the last couple of years. So they are full focused for the coming season and for the coming events. And I think we are doing exactly the same. So we are looking forward what's coming in the future, new America's Cup, new foiling boats and ever. And this is exactly the same what we are doing.
Great to see you guys here at the base of Milton Keynes. Yes. And best luck in your next race in Turkey.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, boys. And it's from extreme sailing to extreme photography. Rich caught up with Predrag Vukovic, a Red Bull extreme photographer.
You've done some photography for some of the most iconic Red Bull events across the world. Can you give us some more information about the stuff you do for Red Bull?
Yes, most of them are extreme sports, as Red Bull doing that. And you already says most important projects in my career. And on the top of everything was a jump from the edge of the space with Felix Baumgartner.
Yeah.
And Also, Antarctica project, it was something I would say hardest for the team and for everybody what they did. And a lot of really, really unique projects behind of everything.
Yeah. Would you say that you're an adrenaline junkie yourself? Do you like to do all these extreme things in your spare time, or do you prefer to stay behind the lens?
You have to be some part of adrenaline, because on some other way you can't make it properly. And definitely in most of cases I would like to stay behind the lens, but sometimes, you know, I would like to try some new things. But all my life I'm in extreme sports, and that's maybe the other part of the story.
And I mean, you get to travel around the world to air race, X fighters, you're doing Formula One, you do crashed ice. Surely you must have one of the best jobs in the world.
Sounds like that, and I'm really proud on it. But we'll see in the future, you know, when I think that no more new things, always something comes up.
Yeah, and this weekend you were working with our team here in Monza. How has the whole experience been for you?
I never shoot before a Formula One race. I did a couple of show runs, but never something like this. It's completely new experience, and I'm super happy how everything works. Also, mostly I work in garage with the whole team and also with the driver. And I'm really surprised how everybody are organized and how everybody are super kind and motivated for what they're doing. And also most of them always help me with everything what I need for the best picture or whatever. And I'm really, really surprising how everything works, and super happy, and I would like to be part of it in the future again.
Definitely. And I mean, compared to the other extreme sports that you cover, what are some of the challenges that you faced doing F1 photography?
For this time, I was responsible only for the garage and lifestyle and portrait pictures. I don't know whole story of the F1 racing on the track and the rest, but I'm pretty sure it's super excited, and maybe it's not comparable with other sports.
In your opinion, I mean, the work you do is fantastic for young photographers coming through and trying to get into the industry. What do you think are the three things that make a great photographer?
I'm doing a lot of workshops, photography workshops all around the world. And always I'm getting this almost the same questions. And I'm trying to be motivation for all young photographers. And it's more than three things what I would like to tell them. But let's say first one, they need to be unique. Without a copy of the other colleagues or something like that. And the second thing, they need to search for the picture, because in most of cases I have picture in my mind before I make that picture, and they need to work on it. And in extreme sports, safety is really important, and I would say don't risk anything for any picture. That's three advices what I would like to say now, but it's much more.
The final question I have is, what gives you wings?
I know everything what I'm doing, and that's, you know, all together gives me wings.
Being part of the world of Red Bull,
of course, that's you know, proud, and it's more than pleasure.
Excellent. Well, we'll definitely look forward to getting your photos on our website in the next couple of days, and we'll send all the fans over to have a look. So fans should tune in and check out the stuff you've done for us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Looking forward very much for another race.
Great. Well, hopefully we'll see you soon.
Final word from Monza goes to our team principal, Christian Horner. Katie went to speak to him after the race.
Hey, Christian. So fifth and sixth from Monza, I think, is a lot better than you imagined. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I think if you'd have offered us that this morning, from 8th to 9th on the grid, we'd have taken that, and it was only Alonso that retired who was behind us at the time, so 5th and 6th is the optimum we could have hoped for.
Okay, and there's a bit of talk about strategy after the race, the fact that Daniel came through the field by pitting much later with his pit stop. Just explain to us the thoughts behind that.
Well, when you're in the race, I mean, obviously at the beginning of the race Daniel was dropping back behind the group, and after a bad start, and Sebastian was in a sandwich of McLaren, so we were faced with the choice of taking a slightly aggressive route of saying, saying, let's go for the undercut, which we knew would put a bit of pressure on the end of the race. So we went for the undercut to get the track position, and it was all about them managing the tyres to the end of the race, because Sebastian was effectively the first to pit, got him ahead of the McLarens, that worked perfectly. With Daniel, because he was under no pressure and couldn't undercut anybody, we just left him longer. So he pitted 8 laps later than Seb, and then had fresher tyres to the end. And we thought that that would help Dan pass Raikkonen, because that was who he was racing. But not only did he pass Raikkonen, he passed 2 McLarens, a Force India, and then Sebastian as well. So the prime tyre really came alive for him.
Okay, and then next stop is Singapore. What are your thoughts about that race?
Singapore's one of the classics. It's the second race under lights this year, but it's a track we've always gone well at and enjoyed in previous years. It's one of the toughest and most demanding tracks on the calendar, temperature wise bumpy, street circuit, but hopefully we should be closer to the overall pace than we were here in Monza. It should suit us more.
Okay, and what's the plans before Singapore?
Well, I'm making my racing comeback, my annual racing. Well, I don't know whether it's a racing comeback. I'll be going around at Goodwood next weekend. So, yeah, it's always a fun weekend. So if anybody's free and wants to come down and have a look, then...
Is that the Revival?
The Revival. It's, put on your 1960s gear and come down and have a look.
And what will you be driving?
I'm driving for the opposition next week. I'm in a Ferrari, but a bright yellow one. So I'm driving with Jackie Oliver, who is a former Formula One driver, and it's always a great event. It's always a fun event, so I don't think we'll be going for any lap records, but I won't be anyway.
Well, that's it for this edition of the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast. Make sure you check out the website and our social channels for more from the team. Thanks to Red Bull Music for providing some of the new remixes from Five Knives on the podcast, and we wrap up things with a song selected by the team in the Energy Station. It's 10 Walls, Walking with Elephants. I'm off to join the party. We're flying off to Singapore for the next race in 2 weeks' time. Until then, take care. We'll be right back.